Brian, we are running a little short on time, so I'm going to go a little bit off script here. You've made a lot of big moves at Target since you joined the company in 2014, closing down Canada stores, feels like yesterday it wasn't, opening CVS pharmacy shops, Disney shops, many other shops, now Ulta makeup shops. What's next for you as the CEO of Target, and what's next for Target itself? Where else do you see opportunities to reinvent yourself?
Yeah. Brian, we're always looking around corners and always spending time listening to the consumer, talking to the Target guests, really ensuring that we're meeting their needs. We're driving differentiation through our multi-category assortment, that unique mix of own brands and national brands. And we're really excited about some of those partnerships. Partnerships like Ulta, what we're doing with Levi's and Disney, the expansion of Apple stores within our stores, the investments we've been making in our digital fulfillment capabilities. You know, the important role that DriveUp has played during the pandemic, or having that ship shopper come to your home. So we're always looking to innovate, but it starts with a focus on the consumer, our guests, how we build more relevance, how we deepen that relationship, how we bring things like Target Circle to life to really personalize the way we interact with millions and millions of guests. And we have over 100 million members in Target Circle. So building on those relationships, making sure we continue to inspire our guests when they shop our stores or shop Target.com, but also make it really easy and convenient to shop one of our 1,900 stores. So we'll always be looking around corners. We are a growth company and we'll continue to be a growth company. We see significant market share opportunities across our portfolio of categories. So we'll be investing in growth, investing in our business, and importantly, investing in our team for years to come.